93% of the Minnesota voters polled said it would be a very serious or somewhat serious offense if a U of M staff member did schoolwork on behalf of basketball players. The university hired outside attorneys to conduct an academic fraud investigation after a former employee said last month she had written hundreds of papers for players. The poll respondents were asked if big universities should change their sports programs in any of three significant ways. Should they stop holding athletes to the same academic standards as other students? Should they pay the athletes? Should they drop sports altogether? Each of those suggestions was rejected by three-fourths or more of the respondents. Jesse Anderson of Brainerd says the university should simply be more diligent about enrolling only those athletes who are academically qualified.
I think that they should have to pass a real rigid test on these things before they ever get in, because they're graduating them from high school, they can't read or write, and they let them into college because they can play sports. At least that's my opinion.
Just over two-thirds of the respondents said if the allegations are true, men's basketball coach Clem Haskins should be forced out of his job. Jim Best of Walker, Minnesota, says the recent allegations underscore the importance of making sure there's proper oversight of a coach.
He has to have the authority, but he has to have people who are outsiders that are neutral and therefore impartially fair so that everybody's treated the same.
15% of those polled said sports at big universities should be turned into professional activities. John Bloomquist of Eagan says the current system of college athletics is broken.
They're basically professional athletes anyway, and I think that it's time for the whole system, the NCAA and the universities, to quit the charade of pretending that these people are amateurs. They're not amateurs. They're paid athletes, either through scholarships or maybe under the table, and I don't think that many of them are there for scholarship purposes. I think they're there for their athletic ability, and I think that we need to recognize that and make it above board and try to proceed with a new system that would take that into account.
One of the former U of M employees who has raised concerns about irregularities on the men's basketball team says she thinks the problems can be repaired without an overhaul of the system. Elaine Donahue retired last year as director of the academic counseling office that serves student athletes. Donahue says the counseling system works well for most Gopher sports teams.
I hope Minnesotans, and I trust that they are, patient in that though there are problems now, that they will trust and have patience to correct that, because, you know, it is correctable.
University President Mark Udoff says he's gratified with the poll results, which he says show the good common sense of the people of Minnesota.
I think what they're saying, it is possible that we can have wonderful athletics, that we can hold the athletes to high academic standards, and that we don't need to have, gladiators who are paid by the university who aren't real students. And that's my view.
Udoff says he's willing to join a national discussion of issues confronting major college sports, but he says Minnesota is part of the Big Ten Conference and the NCAA, and thus is not in a position to take steps alone. The poll of 628 Minnesotans was conducted April 7th through 9th and has a margin of error of plus or minus 4 percentage points. I'm William Wilcoxon, Minnesota Public Radio.